Welcome, everyone. I'm Nicholas Bailey to our arcane recovery.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, you're welcome. I figured
Ari.
You know, maybe we could ask our player over here, Nicholas Saley, what all the secrets are that we need to uncover, because I'm just so... what's the answer? I'm dying.
Yeah, what's the answer?
God.
You're all about to be dying.
I'm Jake Taylor.
Oh, God.
You know, as Gale.
It's first thinking in my mind. Arcade recovery.
Sorry, I just threw Nick for a loop.
It's 10:35 p.m.
Yeah, we're both. Welcome to Arcane Recovery, where this is a one-minute-long intro. But this is an after-talk show of the past two episodes, 17 and 18. And this, also so you guys know, is that this was day one of our recording palooza.
I can't wait for the next two.
Yeah. So to like kind of let you know what this recording palooza is, it is a given weekend where all seven of us had dedicated 3 days to record 6 episodes back to back.
Friday, 3 to 11. Saturday, 10 to 10. Sunday, 9 to 1.
We are insane.
In the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 a.m. the next day.
So, this is our little recovery before the next 4 episodes ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say we started off strong for these 2 episododes. Do you all agree?
It's just a puzzle.
We're all tweaking out. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
We are all feeling this feeling of, it's right there. It's right there.
It is.
For the last hour and a half. Yeah.
And it's really just painful.
We have been crazy. Edged.
Over and over, and we're just ready.
Yeah.
I need a bus.
I'm ready to finish.
Give me the count.
I need it. I need to complete.
This fucking complete, metaphor. Please.
I'm bidding it. Bro, yeah, he's bidding too hard.
Yeah. Get paid, Caster. Yeah.
No. What bit was that?
No. That's our safe word.
It's part of the same. It's the same bit.
It's a safe word.
That was
paid, Caster. Get paid, Caster.
Oh, I'm campaigning.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're getting it all out. Like the giggles, everything.
I think we needed it after the end of that
episode. God. Oh my God! Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah. So I guess starting off with a question you guys know or will be coming to you. What were your favorite moments of episode 17 and 18?
Oh, baby. I have something immediately. So
he's jumping.
Yeah, go for it.
I really enjoyed that little mini game that
That was so fun.
It was very fun.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it quite a bit. Yeah. And also just the moment that I got to have with Mrs. Grey Wolf was, I enjoyed that quite a bit too.
Yeah.
That was fascinating.
I really like
that. Was really good. That was honestly, again, you rolled a d20. So all of that was up to chance. I had it in here where it's like, hey, maybe this might be really funny if it happened.
How poetic for it to be the last one.
Yeah.
The dice.
These are the moments when the dice,
it was the last one. And all these moments of Brian being really fake and like cheesy. Whatever, and
like
then
it's
suddenly,
like Brian and his element of lying, and what
and
seals
suddenly,
the deal?
Yeah, he is himself.
But no, like I really loved like the mini game was really fun, and I had a blast. Now, what everyone we'll get to everyone else's favorite moment, but would everyone like to share their cards that they had? And if they had any secret information,
information. I was like, because they're like.
Yeah, that was
notable things, and obviously that didn't come
there
up
were.
At all.
And so to kind of explain a bit, like Brian, I kind of gave you a loaded gun. What was it? Chekhov's gun a bit. Is that a good analogy for it?
Maybe. I don't know what the full analogy is.
Where I was like, I'm going to give you like free creative control, where it's like, here's a silver piece, bring something back of value. And it could be any of the stuff, like the obvious choice is stuff, but it also could have been information. So in case Brian wanted to ask about like things of like
Jake just made there were some there was information frown.
On cards as well.
I had like yeah, a whole whenever
you didn't
whenever,
have enough to think
yeah.
about.
Like, yeah. yeah, you so, get it. You,
well, the one. When,
yeah, the on one that I Ari's fucking have is crazy.
Is fucking insanity.
It's, yeah.
Do you want to say it?
Okay.
And I think that's why yeah. I started making like connections toward the end because I didn't even like remember that I saw this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is kind of huge.
Yeah. Who's the who's the stall?
So this is the Caged Chorus. This is Rook the Changeling. My information, the Burning Spire Guild oversees the entrance to the underground library the butcher has stolen from that we found. There's another entrance through the black market. So the Burning Spire Guild is in fact...
There were multiple, like...
Yeah. But yes.
We knew they looked over that area, but it's not yeah. specifically the...
What?
It's just very yeah. interesting.
Yeah, that could have been information revealed.
And that's why I think I started, like, thinking that, because I forgot I even
you
saw
looked
that.
At the, yeah.
And I was like, wait, is there a connection? Like, for some reason, my yeah. brain was...
I kind of
no,
caught wind
I
on that.
I think there was... There was other stuff that made sense to lead you to.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know.
yeah.
No. We're all a little mushy at this all juncture. Good.
There was a whole, this was a different thing. As soon as you came up with the starting idea for this, you're like, here's silver. Give me back something of more value than this. Like my brain went very philosophical and I was like, what if you just gave the coin back and said, here, I gave you something more valuable, kindness. Gave it back to you.
Ooh.
How would
that's again, crazy.
It was totally up to Brian. Like,
yeah.
That's a great idea.
That would have gotten rid of all of what we did, though.
Yeah. I'm like, that's
it
so
was,
smart.
Yeah. It was a challenge where we're like,
hey, 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 hey. Generosity means you're horny.
It does. Fuck.
Wait, they don't know the context.
And
you'll never know.
You'll never know. Just know.
Okay. Like sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Back
Ashira's information was that the high priest Iago Cross has been seen going to the Red Fox Den and is supposedly
okay, these are huge.
Is supposedly buddies with Rosophie.
We have to pretend like we never read these.
I know. I yeah. feel like I've learned really valuable information.
I know. Crazy. I feel like this is a weird thing to share in the
Mine
arcane
not
recovery,
that
I'm going to be honest. Because
be honest.
It's like, oh, we know
Mine wasn't that biting
yeah.
either. I literally just said, would love to get ghost root powder from the silver spice rack.
Oh!
That was it.
So y'all,
but
so
you
we got insane
him,
drops.
You could have bribed him with that. Like, you could have been like,
well,
I'll
yeah,
get
but
you
like,
some.
That's like a lot of information on like the stuff we're trying to do. And I'm like, you know, I'd like to get some ghost root powder. Really well, nice.
What'd you get?
It is like
Castric the Nimble. I never said the Nimble. I don't know why.
No, I didn't tell you my name at all.
That was the honest way. Nah.
He said that the black market sells stolen blessed weapons from each church in the city.
That's still like mine. Like what? I just wanted a spice.
Like,
that's so fucking funny. That makes so much.
yeah.
That makes so much sense yeah. for this character.
This is a good one.
Kikyo worked with Lillian Drexler. She was a tailor for the Goldleaf Calisius, who owns the Cedar Song Manor.
Okay, these are insane pieces of information we just know.
That's one of the victims.
Bro, these are like clue mm-hmm. cards.
That's one of the victims, and it's the place that's going to have the event after.
Yeah, after you guys
the
arrest
butcher is solved.
Again, can't preface enough. I wanted powder.
Yeah, that's where the big event is for liquid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's so funny.
But you can't have every. Yeah. I mean, not everybody can have, like, the. You
no.
Know.
That's just so funny. It makes so much sense for my character.
Oh, like, yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, all I want is some powder. Yeah.
Powder.
Some powder.
So, are there any questions you guys may have for.
Okay,
this?
So what?
I don't know if I want to even ask because, like,
yeah,
I feel like it's
going
to be really hard to act it.
Hey.
Otherwise.
Hey, who's the butcher?
Yeah, you're right.
Because, okay. Because we don't have this information.
Yeah, I have to pretend like I
know. So, we just that. Have to just. We just know that these things exist and we don't know them. That's really painful.
I would like to say I firmly. Still 100% think it's Zevris, and I think Ari failed the insight check with a 17 because he
has been doing this for a year. It's not going to be that easy to read it on his face if he's lying or not. I feel like it would be a much higher DC. Yeah. I feel like we just didn't see it.
That's a good theory. A game theory. And
a campaign cast.
Okay, so that was Jake's favorite moment.
Yeah. Yes, favorite moments.
Mine was the minigame as well. I really like the minigame.
Yeah.
That was like my big one as well.
Yeah, I really love the take you guys all. Because like I wanted to give you that creative freedom and be like, here's a fun stall. And
that was really
go
fun.
About it. And give it give Jake a hard time.
Yeah, I haven't had enough of those in
the
podcast. Dude, the dice were against you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I also liked more of the connection with the dwarves. And there was a lot of things that I was talking about Torbidir. And I was like, yay, my place that I used to be at.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when we were down in the library and we were like, hey, what's your name? Jerry.
Yeah.
That was literally my favorite part. That was awesome. So fucking funny.
Oh, you're
done. That was a great deception. Loved Thank it. You.
Yeah, because like, here, let me get these guys. Absolutely hilarious. Because like, one of them... Is this was
oh, and Skippy
and Skippy.
Skippy. Skippy Skippy Skippy? I was like, new pet.
Yeah, I was
Heath
like,
is doing some sort of interpretive dance over me.
Hates Swans.
I'm fine. Give me the keys. I
this
can drive.
This is the most out of order arc.
The fire genasi was names was Vasm. It was he him. He was this guy. His quirk was that he was very like. About the like, the
Bro,
order of the
okay?
collection.
What is happening with Heath
right
now?
He's just sleepy.
So like he's a very defensive,
like,
cagey.
Oh, sorry.
Oh good.
I did.
The dwarf, there was Letha. She was very dramatic and also like very demanding. She just like was very brutish. And then the hobgoblin, Jerry, them. He was Cruisers. His behavior was paranoid and anxious.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all, I too relate to being a paranoid and anxious thing.
I agree. Is that how all of them? Yeah.
In this comment. Yeah. Damn. Favorite.
I enjoyed petting the cart.
That was very
I enjoyed
that
petting
was very,
Skippy and
moment.
Not using my session inspiration because I believe for the last hour I didn't roll the dice once. So I was just unable.
Tisk.
I know.
Yeah.
Sophia,
I liked our book club.
Book club was
so
cute.
I also liked the bracelet.
Leo is also huge on the book club. Leo wants book club. Leo likes book fun.
Yeah.
Leo also suggested that he had a real book on love to share with Lycan, so I'm interested.
Yeah, the logistics of love. I forget what the actual book's called. It's like Love and How to Love. I don't remember.
Yeah, I forgot.
I got that, and I got like that. I covered it as like the.
It's another like
plants and everything.
A, yeah, plant life volume
too,
book.
But
yeah.
I it's my love book, which he's in the background been reading, but
yeah.
I do want to change my favorite moment because those were just kind of goofy moments. I think my favorite moment actually was, Sophia, you using Lycan's rune to completely dishevel all the ghosts.
Oh, that was wild.
Because like, like, what a fucking power play. Just to be like,
that
all
was
right,
awesome.
Fuck you guys. And like, just completely obliterate all of the shit. Like, that was...
It was
that saved us a shit ton of time.
It did.
Because like I wanted to be like the cloud of daggers did nothing, so I was like, okay, guys, think of, like I wanted you guys to think on your feet a bit to be like, okay, damage is not going to do anything to these guys. Maybe it's something.
I didn't
else.
Even realize it didn't do damage.
Yeah.
Hey, what about psychic damage? Would that have done anything?
What about Rory? Actually, I don't know. About
I had to quickly look at the
I was
rules.
Say,
of...
Astral Projection is a 6-level spell, is it not?
That feels way too easy. But it could. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Oh,
but I think that's a funny. I think that would be funny.
It's 6th or 7th.
That's really
I think
funny.
It's like, actually, like 8th or 9th.
Are you for real?
Because if you think about how hard it is to astral project.
Holy shit!
And they were just.
It's
like,
a 9th level spell.
It's a 9th level spell.
Yep.
And all three of them can cast it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like they're
these are the strongest NPCs that we have encountered
yet. What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and they were like, just don't touch our books.
I know.
Yeah, good thing they didn't want to fight. Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, they were just about a power word kill.
Oh, jeez.
And be gone.
Be gone, thought.
Yeah. Factory reset.
But yeah, no.
Did you share your favorite
art? No, I haven't. Oh, okay. We've been going out of order, and it's like giving me anxiety.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Sorry. Ari, what's your favorite?
Yeah, so beginning of session 17, just the way everyone dealt with and treated Gale having a meltdown, and that matters a lot to me because I'm very passionate about playing a character in a fantasy world who is autistic and being like a world that is fantastical isn't one without neurodivergent people, that you can, that's, you know, it's a part of real human, real world life. So why shouldn't it be part of our fantasy worlds? And like, y'all were just lovely. And you know, it felt right for what that moment was. I kind of held that in for a whole episode. And I was like, this is what's going to happen. And I'm like, I hope everyone, I don't know how people are going to react, but like everyone was just like lovely. And I don't know. I just thought that moment was everything I hoped it would be. So
I think it was really
cool.
Well done on your part.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was my favorite moment.
Oh.
Because like I never saw it coming and it sideswiped me. Because like I knew like I was focusing on like some other things, but like when that happens, like, people, like, realistically, like, people will just be doing their own thing, and, like, there's just so much emotion built up where Gale just felt, or I can assume that Gale felt in a safe space to just let it out.
Yep.
And then I was just like, whoa, okay, cool, this is awesome. Also, how is Elkstor and Riker going to react to this at the same time without being, like, the same person?
Me like, being like, time for me to comforting dad figures. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, how do I go about this differently? But
picked one.
It was my favorite part.
Oh, hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, just because, again, that's like, I don't know. That's not something you see in a D&D storyline very often. Yeah. But it's like,
it's cool how we all interacted in our own way as well.
Yeah. I know, just like disappearing down the lights. Anyway, it was just, it was cool. And then I got to like give all my information in a way that made sense. And then, I mean, another favorite moment can't not be getting the friendship bracelet from Lycan. I was like crying IRL. Like, it meant so much to them and to me. And it was just, that was a beautiful moment kind of in conjunction with that moment. So, yeah.
Yay, yay.
I think it's really interesting overall how our party continues to like figure out how they feel about each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
I think it's just very, like, it's very cool to see the evolution slow, very slowly, but like.
Well, but it's also only been, what, 5 days?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, let's be so clear.
Like, yeah. You know, that makes sense. It would be, quote unquote, slow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, no, I'm not, I'm not saying that's a bad thing or anything, but like, it's just very fascinating how that's all occurred.
Yeah.
Also, you said we had extra rooms, and I was like, because I was going to be like, Gale, you can have my room. I'll sleep on the couch. Aww. Like, I was fully ready to say that. And then you're like, we got extra rooms. And I was like, oh, well. Well, there's my moment. I don't know what to say no more.
It's also really interesting. I didn't realize we had rooms, like full blown rooms. And then we kind of made that canon.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I want to see everyone, everyone's rooms. I want everyone to do a room tour.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, that's
we don't have rooms.
I thought we were outside.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all were. But like, because obviously we were staying.
Yes. Like, Nyssa has stayed there, but like for some reason in my head it was just like Annika laid down on the ground and then Nyssa would lay on Annika. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my headcanon. And then we made that canon and I was like, oh, this is actually really, this adds a whole different level to it for me.
Like, we're all kind of housemates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We live in the same place.
And now we are all in that freaking place. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Good old bat private eye.
I know. I very nice in this moment to go look at some of those, because I think we're all so stressed about the case and everything, and I'm glad we get to take a moment to look at like the fun things. So what would your all's rooms look like then? Oh my god.
Mine is, you know, the stuff outside, that private eye. Trees.
Lichen could
grass.
Do with a patio space. Like an out, like a sp- yeah. like if when I yeah, I do think they're
if
outside.
Have a little...
Yeah. I don't know if
Leo
has
would
a
have
place where
everything
he keeps
in a specific place that he would want mm-hmm. it to be, so he knew exactly where to find it, mm-hmm. and that would go for practicality over fashion. Mm-hmm. He would want everything to work the way he would want it to work, not yeah. to look really cool. So probably like cluttered, not messy, but cluttered. So, so probably, yeah, probably like cluttered and not messy, but like things yeah. are like shoved in places that he knows where they are.
I'm going to use that as a phrase from now on.
What?
I think Lichen would assume today? That she's sharing a room with Leo. And that there would be random flowers interspersed with all the books and things.
No.
What would Brian have?
Yeah, what's Brian's room?
Fish.
It's underwater.
That's why he smells that way.
Brian hasn't really decorated his room because he doesn't want to put the effort into a place he's not planning on staying. Oh, and also he yeah. would...
Ow! That's would, so Brian.
He would always clean up after himself to make it look like he was never there in the first place, but recently it's been getting a little messy.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
He's dropping his gun.
Sig.
Sig room?
I think Sig's room is very simple, very muted in tones and all that jazz. Kind of just like a desk, a bed, and then like a pile of overdue books from the library. All about like different histories, different beings, mostly about demons and demons, devils, and all that jazz.
I feel like he would be the kind of person to have like a tapestry, like a small one, like something like a poster-esque thing on the wall. I don't know why. Just that.
Yeah.
Maybe he did once, I mean, but maybe not here.
Yeah. So he's just not the most material person when it comes yeah. to things. I mean, he walks around with a cloak and pants.
he do not wear clothes very much.
Yeah,
wears some clothes. Fair. Let's be clear.
Sid kind of just lives moment to moment. There's no like. He doesn't.
He lives in that Meisner technique.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's here for repetition.
Rip Sanford Meisner, you would have loved Sig Valet.
Meisner.
Yeah. I like
stupid joke.
I just don't think that Sig finds material things to be that special.
Material girl.
So true.
So true.
Especially with his past. Like he grew up in Gelgardos and then has never been back and probably will never return on his own volition.
Elxidor. You were about to skip, Nick. I wasn't gonna let you skip.
Yeah. No, Elxidor stays a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say he actually... There's a lot of Zillionak memorabilia in his room.
Oh, I love that. Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Because he would have, like... So, this is a nod to a character that I would have where we'll kind of... I'll explain a bit. But it was my original character that I had in mind for this campaign. His name was Carter Whitmore. And this is where I originally had him to be a runecaster for this campaign.
Where we got the idea of Whitmore's Guide.
Yeah. And then once like he wasn't a character, I still introduced him later on as this, because he was a bard and he was the heart of Zillionak, like the most famous bard in all there. So since that never came to be, I think I referenced him one time, but I think you would have like a poster to him, something like that.
Oh.
Then maybe like a couple of like Orus Fyren, maybe priestly things of, or like religious things, just because that he, whenever he helped out Rakal Rainsong or High Priest Rakal Rainsong in creating the greenhouse and little farmer's market for the Zillionak district, he wanted like a little something to be like, for like good health and keeping things green and healthy and whatnot. And
then also maybe some Karmos things were like the justice domain, because he got to be a intern for Lucent Moonwhisper and has kind of learned that the stuff about justice. And maybe there's a few articles that he keeps because he, I will reveal at a later time, helped out with a case in the past that was that affected the Zillionaut district.
Interesting. He's been in this game for a long time.
Is that in your character backstory?
It is. Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck I forgot about that. Good to know.
Yeah.
I
need to I've been waiting to bring it up.
Let's do that again.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Nissa room.
Nissa room.
Pretty pink Barbie dreamhouse.
No. I would say Nissa's very similar to Sig's kind of room in general. Just a lot of blandness, but I will say the thing that is different from that is, I would say, two very key factors. I would say a lot of their walls have been adorned with Dwaldana cloth that goes across, that has isn't insanely vibrant, but is patterned, and has those curtains of beads. But it's like that, but with coins across the walls. And then I would say that Nissa does not keep it out in the open, but has a stored painting, small painting of them and Annika when they were younger.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's very cute.
But it's a very serious manner where it's
Yeah.
Nissa, setting portrait. Up prim and proper with Annika in their lap as Annika's, pawing upward.
Oh, I love that. Oh, because little Annika.
Now, what would Gail's room look like?
Yeah, so, I know, I was thinking about this because I just got room. and
luckily,
Gail's never really had, a room of their own, because the house has, dormitories, and so they had their little, corner. But I don't imagine, they didn't spend a lot of time in that area. Pretty much spent time in the library a lot of the time, maybe, in the hall, in the grounds. Their sleeping area was really a place to sleep. And so now that they have a room, I don't know if they are going to really know what to do with it. I think it's gonna be very organized, but I think they're gonna really play with what the idea of it is to have a room. I feel get bold enough, they're gonna start painting on the fucking walls. I don't know. I feel like they're just what is this freedom? This is fun. This is my space. This is just my space. It's not really, because I don't know. I think it would have the potential to become very decorated in time. They be thumping around up there. Anyway, that's my.
Oh my god, no. They're thumping.
They be thumping.
God. Yeah. Anyway, that's my. That's my thought.
Yeah. And I want to. There's another favorite moment that I had that is just fun. And now it's kind of, since it's kind of been the focus for these two episodes. So what do you guys think, Heath? No, he said poo-poo.
The best
dude,
redirection.
Guys.
The best misdirection.
I guess I gotta keep it in the episode now.
That is...
I think this guy's a comedian.
You got it.
No, I just heard your Discord notification go off again, and I was like, this could be funny.
Yep. Anyway, but...
How old are you, Heath?
We've resorted to poo-poo humor.
It was on point. I can't even...
No, I don't know if it was.
It was good
this
time.
This guy's...
That's true.
He's got comedy in his genes. Yeah. I don't think anything's going to be funnier.
Oh, God.
Before another one of you decides to... All right. So, what has been really interesting for the focus for these two episodes is Toby.
Mm.
How I'll let Ari answer first, but how does everyone feel about like the information of where this investigation is going and how Toby kind of became this big part all of a sudden?
I know. I honestly, because I know a lot of things, I want to know what y'all think because this is my NPC. So I don't know. Yeah. I like know all my things. Another moment I really liked was like getting kind of bold with her and being like, oh, Mirren 2.0. And then Sophia being like, who's Mirren? You will find out in time, maybe, hopefully. But I want to know what y'all think of her at this situation because
I think some things. Lycan is, you only said friend. So that's, I think, what Lycan is assuming right now, which is.
Talked around the idea of friend. But
yeah. Yeah, but like when Lycan's like, I'm be your friend, you're like, well, yeah, I have one other friend. I'm like,
I said I had a friend once.
I had a friend.
I lost something once.
But yeah, I lost something.
That's I'm sure as time goes on, if for some reason if Toby ends up living and everything, Lycan will pick up on the tension and be like, okay, yeah, romance novel time.
Yeah. Well, I really loved dropping Toby in next to Charles. That was a fun dig.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was...
After I had my, like, fucking He's love so... confession, I'm like, that was really mean of you, Nick. Jeez.
Yeah.
I was getting some flashbacks.
I'm with Charles. It was the pause.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the pause.
And the grabbing of the arm.
Touch the arm, and I was like...
Grabbing of the arm.
Like, yeah. Squeeze me. That's a little fast.
Like, that's just like,
like the eyebrow
and her
got raised
just
so
when
hard.
She talked with me. But I was like, oh my God.
Fascinating. I think I'll be honest in terms of like, I've told everyone over here, like, I was like frustrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I'm frustrated at anything exterior. I think I'm just frustrated internally at the fact that
Feels like it should be obvious.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
Nick, are you sure?
So aggravating to go up in the tower and then be like, he's not doing shit. Like, we see all of this stuff.
He's just like a wall. We're talking to a wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you give me nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
I was going to say, Nick, are you sure you got this puzzle from the kindergarten level of puzzles?
Okay, like,
you know, look, we're not.
Again, very, 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 very small details that I've sprinkled around here. The part where, like, I'll go into it, where I kind of kickstart Toby to be like, Toby's in danger. That was whole thing because in the very beginning of, like, these couple episodes that, and whenever Gale got kicked out of the church, Toby expressed this need for, like, hey, I want to get you connected to... back to Carmel.
I need you to... Well, it clicked for me for the first time, and you're like, does Toby have some sort of vendetta against Iago? And I'm like, not really. And I went, never fucking mind, actually. No, absolutely she does.
Exactly. So that was because, like, either, like, with everything that we've learning, especially about the Book of Fëanor, was, like, the one thing that I wanted you guys to get on, especially with the dwarves.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we finally did. As soon as that key came into place...
So
everything else makes
honestly,
sense.
Honestly, that might be actually my favorite moment when we just pulled up, dropped the books off, and they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was good, actually.
Broke all the doors. Like, they were like, thanks.
Yeah.
Short circuiting.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can't tell you where we got them, but here they are.
Right.
We're like,
yeah.
We came here to look for these.
Mm-hmm. So that was like the big thing where it's like, okay, well, if Toby is researching this thing to do XYZ, we don't know yet because obviously, like, we need to start asking Toby this and whatnot, but like, there's something that Iago could do against Toby, there's something that Dragorim could do against Toby, so that would be like, okay, here's maybe the next victim, and yeah, we made it in time almost.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill you, Nicholas Bailey. I'm gonna kill you
in Minecraft.
In Minecraft.
Dude, I might accidentally kill everyone off. Well, who knows? It's been a while since we've been in a fight. And who knows?
It's been a minute.
But it's okay. It's a monster.
Maybe for you.
We can go all out.
This is true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Let me stab.
Trust me. All hell's going to bring loose once I make sure my friend isn't dying.
And then I think I'll stab.
Yeah. But sneaky.
Oh, you know what we should do? This would be fun for the Arcane Recovery. We should start making bets. Who do we think is going to go down in this fight?
That's like, a bad thing.
Not die, but like, who's gonna go to zero hit points?
Yeah, hopefully no one will die.
No one.
No one?
Yeah.
I think we're going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
I feel like I might.
All right. Well, now it's a TPK. Thanks, Haven. God.
I feel like...
That's not wood.
I can always resurrect my...
Okay. Lycan's been doing a lot of things, and so she's low on tier slots. Yeah, so I could imagine maybe I would.
You know what? I am already down a hit point. I'm concerned here.
Yeah, Sig is...
Yeah, I went from 88 to 87. So
drop.
I'm concerned. Like a little... I mean, this is like a player versus character thing. I'm probably in danger because there's no way Gale's holding back
emotionally
on this one.
Be invested. Yeah. Yeah,
I think
like
Brian's
they're not gonna super care for their own safety in this situation.
I think Brian's gonna miss every attack and get hit by everything.
Well, now you just will.
Well, no, reverse psychology. Oh. Now that he said it's gonna happen,
basing it. I was basing it on the previous, the previous encounter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be a little more unwieldy with how I utilize Sig in this fight, but I think I'll be all right.
You're the tank.
I have a lot of hit points.
I was gonna say, yeah, tank is a fucking understatement, dude. You have like
guys. I think we should put
HP
our bets on Elxador. I think
Elxador's dead.
Yeah, he might go down.
Hey, I know who's going down. That fucking monster. I spilled all my dice all over the table.
Oh shit.
Well, what'd you roll?
You spilled 72. Your dice all over
just
the linoleum.
72 hit points.
Yeah. All right, well, folks, do we think we've recovered?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No.
Let's get
punching
sleep.
Noises.
It's okay because we'll just jump back in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay! Let's all take a long rest.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, do we? Oh, thank God.
Well, I meant in real life.
Oh.
Either way, I didn't do much.
Actually, I'm only taking a short rest.
I got to take a shower.
Yeah.
I got to take a nap. Like a really long 8-hour nap.
Just a little cat nap.
This motherfucker's a monk.
I'll take 2 hours. Wakes up 8 hours later. Shit, I actually slept.
God no, damn it. No. My Marvel Rivals time. No.
Carved out 6 hours.
I fell asleep in jeans the other night. Oh, I don't know how tired I was. I woke up in jeans and my phone was like in the middle of my bag. And I don't know how I got there.
Oh, what the heck?
The thing is, men's jeans are way harsher than women's jeans because women's jeans like stretch more.
Yeah. It was ripped jeans too.
I have loose jeans and I do sometimes, if I'm wearing them out throughout the day, they will be on me when I go to bed.
I've napped in jeans.
And you get hot though. How do you manage that if you're...
No, Jake doesn't wear jeans. This is a falsehood. Do not believe him.
My
this is not Jake.
My room.
It's the fucking.
The AC in my room is set to 65 at all times.
We probably should finish this arcane recovery.
Yeah, bro.
Oh shit! Hey, we're talking about jeans.
No, just like fade this out slowly.
You're still here?
What are you doing?
Dude, the show's over. Go home.
Yeah.
The movie's over.
It's time.
Why are you listening to me? Shushu.
Okay.
You guys waiting for the post-credit scene or something?
Yeah. All right, everyone.
Adam, you did that, and I saw your red light blink fuck up.
Yeah. No, that's going to be interesting.
Just fully cut that out, because that is going
to
be nothing. That's
literally
just going
to
be
a little bit of editing on this one.
I will.
This
one. Editing? Why would you need to do editing on this one? That's great.
This one's a bit.
Your mic is also blinking like crazy.
Nick's like, let's go to bed.
You're keeping yourselves here.
We're giving you the out.
Good night.
All right, guys. That was everyone's least favorite moment.
Get tired, come back.
All right, everyone. No.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Stay warm, stay safe, stay dry, stay hydrated, because caffeine is a great source of energy. Until next time, everyone, be careful adventuring, because if you're tired, come back home.
Woo!
Oh, sweet home.
Yeah, come back home.